Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free number 800-259-9231. It's the live Saturday edition. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, that's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where absolutely everything is totally free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We return to the phones, to the fun, to back to Jim in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Jim, you only had a few moments in the last segment, so I wanted to give you a little more time. All right, what was on your mind, sir?
Yes, basically, Hitler used the Jews as a scapegoat to get political power. In the South, the blacks were used as a scapegoat for politicians to get political power. They picked drug sellers maybe in the early 80s for the scapegoat. I think they've greatly magnified the danger to the average person. Like 45,000 people get killed in car crashes a year. And we had like maybe 2,800 get killed in 2001, so that's less than 600 people per year from airplane attacks. So I think the government has gone way out disproportionate to the threat and has ignored other things that are greater threats, such as car crashes, getting shot by your wife, getting sued by a divorce lawyer.
I'd be willing to say that in the last 100 years, probably falling coconuts have killed more people than terrorists have.
Yeah, I mean,
at least
I'm
in
not
the United States.
I'm not discounting the anguish that people who have been killed.
Sure,
but probably more people have been killed by snakes, sharks, and bumblebee stings in the last 100 years than have been.
Not to say that the government should be doing anything about any of these other threats out there. They shouldn't. What they need to do is just get out of our lives, stop taking tax money from people, and leave us alone. Let us get on with our lives without their interference.
I think you said it right.
Jim, thank you for the call, man. We really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
I think the government can do just about as much for bumblebee stings as they can for terrorist attacks. I'm not saying they're completely ineffective. They can stop some terrorist attacks. I am saying that bureaucrats have a tendency to be inefficient. I'm saying that the government is an ineffective tool to solve most problems.
It's more than a tendency. It's their nature.
It is their nature. And it seems to me that there's a certain segment of the population that thinks that once you give a bureaucrat a gun, that suddenly they become efficient. Like, our soldiers, they're efficient. Our police, they're efficient. They deserve our respect. Well, you know, the example with the New York subway is a perfect example. We just had a caller who lives in Queens and says that he's at he lives near a station that's as frequented as, say, 42nd Street in downtown New York. His station never has checkpoints, never has anybody, you know, doing bag searches. And you can take your bag with your bomb in it and get on in that station and take it right to 42nd Street.
Sure,
and
let loose the
central gas station.
Yep.
Now, do you think that if the subway system was a private company, if sold off to a private company, and that private company was responsible for its own security, do you think that they would let that little known station just go by the wayside?
Heck no.
No.
Because this is great that you bring up the private company option, because a private company would be subject to lawsuit if something went wrong. If there was indeed an attack on one of their subway cars, people died, they would have a serious problem on their hands with lawsuits and insurance claims, and it would be hell for them. So they have a real incentive to protect those people. Unlike the government, who, it doesn't matter. If tomorrow morning a bomb slips through on the New York City subway system, rips through the tunnels, and kills 500 people, we're sorry.
Yeah,
that's all it is.
Whoops, sorry about that.
Yep.
I mean, you know, if it happens at Target, on the other hand, There's Walmart. There's an opportunity for people to be compensated by Walmart because, well, their security wasn't as good. But the cops, they don't have.
I'd like to say the
city government doesn't have any responsibility towards you.
They're
not going to let go all those drug, those people with joints that they managed to find getting on the subway. Yep. They're not going to let them go because
they're a threat to society.
Right, they failed to protect the subway in the process.
Speaking of Walmart, there is no parking lot that I feel safer in than Walmart. You know why? Because there's cameras everywhere.
Yeah, and
I know that my chances of being carjacked or robbed in the Walmart parking lot are next to nil.
And Walmart lets RV owners and that sort of thing use their parking lots on their trips. You can stay in a Walmart parking lot overnight.
Courtesy night. There's a courtesy.
Yeah, there's a courtesy night. That's really great. And having those people there makes the
try parking your RV out in front of City Hall.
Yeah. Well, you know, try parking it anywhere in town for more than 2 hours, and you're going to get yourself a ticket.
Also, I'm normally the first person to rail against government surveillance. When there's an article about how government wants to install cameras, for instance, the mayor of Chicago wants to install cameras everywhere, I'm the first person to oppose it. But yet here I am on the air saying, hey, I feel safe in the Walmart parking lot because of all their cameras. The difference is, the Walmart cameras are not going to be used against me unless I'm actually harming someone or doing something bad. Whereas the government cameras, they've got their facial recognition software. They're going to run that, scan me, and find out that my face might match up with the face of some wanted criminal, come after me and arrest me because their software screwed up. I mean, there's so many more risks involved in government.
You think it couldn't happen, but what about the terrorist watch list? What about these no-fly lists?
Yep.
I mean, there's people all over these no-fly lists. Nuns. 3-year-olds.
Sure.
I mean, we've done story upon story about people who can't get on airplanes because they're on the no-fly list, and then try to get your name off. Try to get some government bureaucrat to do something about you being mistakenly put on the no-fly list, and you might as well forget it. You're walking.
Let's go to Rob in Ontario. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Markello. Rob. Rob in Ontario, Canada, going once. Rob.
Hi.
Hello, sir.
There he is.
How are you? I want to just let you know about a real crazy situation that's happening up here with the airports and security.
Okay.
I mean, we've got, the no liquid rule, shampoos, et cetera.
You too, huh? Great.
But oddly enough, you're allowed to bring a lighter or a pack of matches on board.
Well, you're not allowed to bring a lighter in the United States, but you can bring a pack of matches.
Well, I know, but think about that for a moment. You can't bring shampoo, but you can bring matches. Now, where do you think the most harm is going to come from in an airplane? Lighter or matches or shampoo?
Well, I guess the idea is that you can make hydrogen cyanide is the concern. You can hide that in a shampoo bottle. But in America, all you have to do is, currently with the rules that they put on, 2-3 days ago, all you have to do is have a prescription for, say, medicine, some kind of liquid medicine, and then you can bring your liquid medicine on. Well, I don't know about you, but I think the terrorists have enough connections. They can get some kind of fake prescription and then bring their hydrogen cyanide on. So really, it's just a waste of our time
and money.
Well, of course, but why bother allowing people to bring matches? For God, you can't smoke on board.
Sure, it doesn't.
Well, you might get somewhere and want to smoke.
Yeah,
at which point you give your if you're a smoker, you might give your pinky finger for a light at that point.
Oh, I know, but it seems ludicrous.
You're just pointing out some of the inconsistencies and the stupidity.
You can't bring toothpaste, but you can bring matches. I mean, come on.
It's amazing. Anything else on your mind?
No, thanks very much, guys.
Thanks, man.
You
appreciate it. 800-259-9231 to John in Sarasota. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, John. Hey, John.
Hey, it's John, actually. I've got a quick kind of free market solution to kind of augment your Second Amendment idea.
Yeah.
One of the most creative things that I thought happened during this whole Iraq thing was that the soldiers, some of the soldiers, decided to take and dip their bullets in pork's blood.
Uh-huh.
The reason why is because, according to it's either Islamic or Muslim belief, they would be then made unclean if they were to be contaminated by this pork's blood. And if they were made unclean, they would be denied access to their, 72 virgins and their access to their afterlife. Well, if it were made public knowledge here in the United States and everyone had their Second Amendment rights and everyone was armed, if somebody were to come over here as a suicide bomber, it would suddenly become very dangerous for them to even make the attempt, because if every American could possibly be armed and could possibly also have pork's blood, then it's very likely that they wouldn't get their reward.
It sounds like you've come up with an interesting new product to market. Maybe you could sell pre-dipped bullets. That way people wouldn't have to get their own pork's blood and go through the process.
The other thing that happened is, it could be made very clear to these terrorists that if they were to try and blow themselves to this country, that every single piece of them will be buried with pig meat. The last thing I'd like to say is just, is about those liquids on the planes thing. They serve drinks on the plane. What's to stop these terrorists from taking whatever chemicals they want to bring on plane in a freeze-dried powder format?
Who knows? I mean, it's just silly, the idea that the government's going to do anything to put a stop to this. All they're doing is they're putting the ice on our freedoms, and it's disgusting. Thanks for the call, Johnson. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NBC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything that you find there is free. Unlike those other talk shows, they want to charge you $5, $6, or $7 a month for their access, their website. Ours is free. We give away archives. We also give away live streams. There's a broadband version of the show as well as a dial-up version, both of them totally free at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Indeed. We go to the phones, to the fun, to Homeless John in Little Rock. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark. Hello, Homeless John.
Yeah, I'm back.
You are indeed. What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to say death to Israel and praise for Hezbollah.
Oh, God. Got anything else?
Why do you like Hezbollah so much?
Oh, they're winning.
You just side with the winners?
Is that what your plan is, because they're winning?
Well, it would take me all night to debate that. I really want to talk about Little Rock.
Okay, so what's going on in Little Rock, sir?
The local library here and the so-called security chief who will remain nameless.
Mm-hmm. Thank goodness.
Had a policy of making sure all homeless people with backpack larger than 5x10 leave the building.
When? You can't even come in. You can't even come into the library.
Right, with duffel bags, plastic bags, and us street people just ain't really welcome no way.
Well, that's a darn shame. Now, what's the reason for this? Do you think it's just discrimination against the homeless, or is it anybody who has a big duffel bag that's not being allowed into the library?
Well, guys, I'm just telling you what the chief of security told me, who shall remain nameless.
Well, could you leave it outside? I mean, and then go in? Would they have a problem with that?
No, they don't have a problem with leaving it outside.
Can you check it with the chief of security? Can you sort of check your bags with them?
No, you don't have to check it. You just leave it in a storage shed.
They have a storage shed at the library?
Yes.
Oh, that's kind of convenient. That doesn't sound too bad. It doesn't sound too restrictive. I mean, they don't want you going in there and shoving a little child in your bag and walking out the front door.
Well, you see, this policy has been in effect for quite some time, but they start putting some teeth in it now.
I see.
And I'll put up more detail in the BBS board.
I'm sure you will. Well, John, it's good to have you back, man. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Yeah. I just want to say one thing. Death to all people that hate the homeless.
All right, thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. That means death to you, Mark.
That would be me. I'm. You know, I could really care less whether the homeless can't go into the library with a duffel bag. You know, I mean, this is the problem with public property in general. If you own a little store or whatever, and you don't want some shady-looking character in there, you can kick them out.
That's right.
But
if it's public property, then they've got a right to be there.
Right. They do have a right to be there. You know, I don't know whether my kid's going to be able to go hang, if I had one, would be able to go hang out at the library. Everything I've seen there, there's lots of people hanging out that smell a lot like urine.
You know, if it wasn't for so-called public property, property that's supposedly owned by everyone. I mean, that's the idea behind public property. Everybody's got a share.
Well, no, they don't.
We all own a piece of this here beach or this here road or whatever.
Park or
and it's not true.
Sidewalk.
I mean, when you try to exert your ownership on that piece of property, then that's when you discover that, no, in fact, a gang of people calling themselves government actually claims to own that property. And if we would just get all property back to private ownership, I think that would go a long way towards preventing homelessness.
You know, we have so much public property in the United States that people don't even know what private property is anymore. They don't realize when they go into a business, a restaurant,
they
or
think
whatever.
It's public,
they think it's public property and that they have some kind of right. That person over there is smoking. Make them stop. Well, how about you get out?
Yeah.
This is my restaurant, and if I want people to smoke in here,
you're right.
So I'm going to let them.
It's sort of blurred the lines then.
It sure has.
And that's not good.
Yeah.
Because if we don't have private property, and if we don't have individuals in this country that understand what private property is, and not only understand it, but are also willing to demand that their property be and continue to remain private, then, well, we're going to be going down the path that we're on, and that
right.
is people not understanding, and that if they don't understand, it just means that they're more likely to have their property taken from them by force in the case of the government just doing whatever it is they want to you, like the zoning board, like we were talking about earlier.
You know, and that's how people slit their own throats. You get rid of your own freedom by worrying about somebody else's. You know, you want to call the cops because the neighbor has a rusty car in his driveway? Well,
that's going to come back to haunt you.
Then you can't. I mean, as a matter of fact, I got a ticket for having no license plate on my BMW. They called it a junk vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Any vehicle that has no license plate on it, because it doesn't have this number given to you by the government,
right?
It's junk.
Just
it's
a quick tip.
BMW.
Quick tip, reverse in.
I did reverse in that particular case. Somebody,
they caught you anyway?
I think that...
The neighbor, then. Must have been the neighbor.
You know, I had been reversing in, and this one day, I didn't, and I had to use the license plate for, you know, another purpose. That was it.
That's what happened.
I had switched it over to my Celica, and the Celica I had had parked backed in, but I put the Beamer in there.
Well, it's interesting that we're talking about so-called public property, because that other court case that I was talking about has to do with that. From Crawford, Texas, a federal judge this past week blocked protesters from pitching tents or placing portable toilets near President Bush's ranch, ruling that roadside camping and parking bans are totally constitutional. So bans on roadside camping, bans on roadside parking, totally constitutional, according to this court.
Doesn't make any sense to me.
Protesters sought to make...
If it's public property, I should be able to pop a tent on it, right?
You darn well should. Protesters sought to make a smaller makeshift campsite than Cindy Sheehan had set up a year ago off the winding two-lane road leading to Bush's ranch, said attorney David Broyles, who sued on behalf of Sheehan and four other anti-war demonstrators. But less than a week after asking the protesters and McClellan County officials to try to reach a compromise, U.S. District Judge Walter Smith ruled unexpectedly late Monday that the county ordinances enacted last fall are constitutional. The attorney in the case said, "I can't speculate about why," adding that his clients may appeal the ruling or continue trying to reach a compromise with the county. Herbert Bristow, one of the attorneys who represented the county, said he wasn't surprised by the judge's ruling. "I'm not surprised either. It's a judge, and the judge has a natural tendency to rule in favor of the government, so..."
He does, after all, work for them.
Yep, they sign his paychecks and everything. Banning parking on parts of 14 roads near Bush's ranch and prohibiting camping in any county ditch, he says, were well-researched. Last fall, county commissioners banned roadside camping and parking after Sheehan's small group of protesters swelled to several thousand people on weekends.
Wow.
And locals complained of the noise, traffic, and odor from portable toilets. So, once again, this is the same issue. Private property versus public property. When it's public property, everybody presumes that they have a right to use said property, as they should, if indeed it is public property.
But you have to pay to even go into the major national parks.
Sure.
I mean, you have to pay money to even get in there.
But then you find out that, no, you don't get to use it as you expected. In fact, if you're using it a way that the government doesn't like you to use it, they're going to pass a law specifically outlawing that type of use. But even though the use that you want is outlawed, they still expect you to pay for the upkeep on that property.
Mm.
Because the taxpayers are paying for that property regardless of whether or not they agree or disagree with the rules being applied to it. Once again, the only solution here is to privatize all public property.
You know, the government's so so dense and so non-inventive that the only way they can figure out to get things paid for is by forcing you to pay taxes. By saying, you're going to pay this, or we're going to send somebody with guns to your house to put you in jail.
Yep. It doesn't matter if you like it or not, you're paying. 800-259-9231, you take control of the airwaves. Joe and Indy's coming up, your calls as well. Whatever's on your mind goes. It is Free Talk Live.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calvin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calvin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calvin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calvin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calvinpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. The live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Again, that's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site totally free, including the bulletin board system at bbs.freetalklive.com with over 120,000 posts. That's right. 120,000 of them. And over 1,200 people are interacting there. Lots of stuff to talk about, all of it for free. BBS.freetalklive.com. To the phones, to the fun, to Joe in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live, listening on WXNT. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Goes. How are you guys?
Are you on a speakerphone?
Yes.
Remove that, please.
How's that?
Much better. What's on your mind?
Earlier I heard you guys talking about the context of having a military and... while I agree with you, we are overtaxed, and the government is you know, the intrusion of the government and the government being able to manage things in our lives is definitely a challenge. I agree with that much, but I would caution that there is potentially a place for the military, and when we put this in the context of the Middle East and the Islamic fascists. There are reasons that we call them fascists, and their Quran. I mean, the very definition of fascist. If you look it up in the dictionary, I don't have that in front of me. But the Quran, for example, I've got several surahs here, which are scriptures in the Quran, and I can go through at least a dozen of these. That, you know, for example, Surah 385 states that if anyone desires a religion other than Islam, never will it be accepted of him. Surah.
Now, what's that mean? Never will it be accepted of him?
But any other religion. It says if anyone desires a religion other than Islam, never will it be accepted of him.
What about atheists?
No.
Whether it's atheist, whether it's Christian, whether it's Jew, regardless, if they do not conquer you and convert you to Islam, they have the right to tax you, they have the right to murder you, or have you be a slave of theirs.
Well, we've heard different conflicting claims about Muslims. Obviously, not all Muslims subscribe to all of the things that they read in the Quran, like all Christians don't agree on what the Bible says. So I think it's silly to put them all in the same category.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, yeah. if the base of Islam, if they're Islamic, or if you're Christian, or if you're Jewish, if you don't follow, the foundation for your faith, which is for the Islam, for the Muslims, it's Islam and the Quran, and the foundation of Islam is the Quran.
Okay.
Do you think we should wipe them out?
Do I think we should wipe them out?
It sounds to me like that's the only solution. Now, when I think about the Bible, some of the things that come to mind for me are the slaughtering of every man, woman, and child down to the sheep in Ai, and God commanding this. And I believe that some people... What about the children?
Here's
what about
the thing.
Ananias and Sapphira being, Peter killing them right in front of him for telling a lie?
Well, Peter didn't kill them. They fell.
Okay, so God
killed
them.
Died. Yeah, they died because they were, they were withholding money. I mean, that's pretty extreme.
So wait a minute. What's the relevance of what you're saying? You're claiming that the Quran says that they should kill everybody in the world who's not a Muslim or who won't convert. That's what you're saying. What's the relevance of that to the U.S. military?
The significance of that is that if our military isn't over there in the Middle East.
Mm.
They are going to have well-trained, well-funded, heavily armed people over here taking battle to us.
Based on what evidence?
Well, based upon what we see over there and based upon what we read in their Quran.
Are they going to just attack the United States, or are they also going to go after the rest of the world?
Oh, they're going to go after the rest of the world, as
you
they are.
You are so paranoid, dude. I mean, really. I mean, you believe that?
You're
possible?
You're totally ignorant.
Wait a second. Let me go this way with you. Do you know how expensive it would be to try to wage war on the entire world? Look how expensive it is just to try to wage war in Iraq.
They don't care. I mean,
they don't have the damn money.
It doesn't matter if they care or not.
What kind of boats are they going to float over here on?
They're here already.
Ah, so the military isn't going to do any good. They can't stop an insurgent attack in Iraq. How are they going to do anything here? I mean, we have cops to handle that.
And how about this angle to the whole equation, sir? I mean, the military that you're talking about, having them occupy other countries, is very costly on its own. I mean, we're talking about billions upon billions
of
taxpayer dollars. Our military, yes. That's okay with you? It's just okay to have the government sucking billions of dollars out of the economy just because it makes you feel good, Joe?
Here's the thing. Don't put words in my mouth, but the thing is... It's a no-win situation. Is it right? What needs to happen? And this is my personal opinion. Don't have to agree with it.
No, it's a radio show.
What needs to happen is that just like in scripture in the Old Testament. I don't remember the name of the. Is it?
You don't have to quote it. Just give it to me.
Yeah. Anyway, they were to go in and kill everybody. I don't think it was Hai, but
just before Jericho.
Jericho. That's it. Because King Saul didn't kill everybody, his throne. He was basically removed from his throne.
He was deposed.
And what's that have to do with today?
Well, I guess my point is that God gave that direction and that recommendation for a reason. He knows what's best for us. I mean, we look at all this and interpret it through our eyes, our human eyes, our human intelligence. And
I'm sorry, I have to compress this because we're running out of time. Are you saying that God says go and kill people?
When did I say that?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you. What are you saying here? You've got like 30 seconds to get it out.
Well, I'm saying that I think that if that doesn't happen, they're gonna come get you unless we don't go and kill them, wipe out those
Muslims. So you are advocating that we go over and wipe out a population.
Absolutely.
You're a sick man, dude. What? How could you possibly say something like that? I mean, you're so paranoid and sick, you believe that these
people, you believe, sir, that these people over there, wait, just calm him down for a moment, please, Bordoff, you believe that these people who have been in existence
for a long time, right? I mean, these people have been around for a long time, that now, all of a sudden, they're going to start coming over here and attacking us. Why is it that they've waited for decades? I mean, we've been degenerate, we've been Western for a long time. Why is it that now they're choosing to come over and rain their terror on people? You're so paranoid and so deluded, and you so believe it in whatever it is the government tells you, I think it's absolutely despicable.
I think it's great, though, that he came out and said it, that this war really is about theocracy. This war is about Christianity against Muslims.
It's all about religion.
It's religion fighting religion.
It's so despicable, and I don't think a real Christian could possibly advocate that. I mean, as I understood it, Christians were supposed to be like Christ, and did Christ go around advocating people wage war on people that didn't agree with him?
No, you know, Christians use the Pharisees. I like to use the term Pharisee.
This guy would be a Pharisee.
They pick the Old Testament or the New Testament depending on how it works for them. You know, now we got to wipe out the Middle East. So let's talk about the Old Testament God of wrath and vengeance. But you know, when it comes to doing something wrong, let's talk about the New Testament.
Is Joe still there? Is he still there? Joe, you still there?
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
He's not.
Joe, who else should we wipe out? Besides the Middle East, who else is on your hit list?
Oh, nice job. Nice job, Weasel.
Who else should we wipe out?
Yeah, you...
Fair question.
No, you're just...
You're a sick, violent man, Joe. See you later. 800-259-9231. And, on top of everything else, the part we didn't really get to address with him, is not only does he want to wipe people out, but he wants all of us to pay for it. 800-259-9231. That's your show. It is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid?
I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-free Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. Only moments remain, though, in this live Saturday edition. So if you want to get on, now would be the time to call. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Plus, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free, but let me tell you, it still costs us money to bring you that website totally free, okay?
Sure, nothing's totally free. Right. Totally free.
It's not. There is no such thing as a free lunch. We're footing the bill. And one of the ways that we can that you can help us pay that bill on a voluntary basis is by shopping with us. We've got an agreement with our friends over at Amazon. Yeah, you know them. They're the world's largest internet retailer. They sell virtually anything you can think of in over 30 different categories of products, including their brand new grocery, by the way, which is pretty cool. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com. If you enter through our site via that link, that's amazon.freetalklive.com, then we'll get a percentage of anything you buy. It doesn't matter if it's a brand new hot DVD you're looking for, a new book, office supplies, baby clothes, I mean accessories, apparel, you name it, they've got it. And we'll get a percentage if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. So it's a great way to get your shopping done, delivery to your door, and help Free Talk Live all at the same time. amazon.freetalklive.com. So we just got off the phone with Joe in Indianapolis. And by the way, Joe's calling back. He's got some more quotes from the Quran that he wants to tell us. And I'd like to point out to Joe and everyone else that we spent that whole segment with Joe, as a matter of fact. He had plenty of time on the air, whereas most talk show hosts...
That's practically an interview.
Most talk show hosts will give you 45 seconds maximum.
Yeah, you get one,
shut
bam,
you down,
you're there.
And just hit you afterwards. But we'd also like to note that you may call once per night on Free Talk Live, and we do this show six nights per week, so that's a lot of potential calls for those
Monday
who
night.
Want to get back on. Exactly, so Joe, we'll look forward to you Monday night there. 800-259-9231. In regards to what he was talking about, this idea of... you know what, Mark? When he let out the term Islamo-fascists, I knew immediately that we were dealing with somebody who is just a parrot. Somebody who's just out there parroting whatever he hears from Rush Limbaugh or George Bush. Because there was audio clips of George Bush running through the news for the past few days of him talking, well, we're safe from the Islamo-fascists. Blah, 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 blah.
Well, when the Republican talking heads on radio get on and say the terms Islamo-fascist, they usually preface and say, well, not every Muslim's like this. It's just the Islamo-fascist. But really, 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 like the sort of the things they talk about, the only way to solve the problem is to wipe out all the Muslims.
And, by the way, speaking of the definition of fascism, Joe said he didn't have the dictionary in front of him, but I did pull up the definition of fascism. According to thefreedictionary.com, which shows sources from the American Heritage Dictionary, definition A, a system of government marked by centralization of authority, something we've got a lot of here in the United States, under a dictator. Okay, we're not quite there yet, but we do know that George Bush does fancy himself a dictator. He's made statements.
We'll see
there.
In 2008.
Stringent socioeconomic controls. We've definitely got that here in America. Plenty of taxation, plenty of control on business, that sort of thing.
You can't open a lemonade stand on your front lawn, that's for sure.
Suppression of the opposition through terror and censorship. A typically a policy of belligerent nationalism and racism. And if there is not a more nationalist country than America right now, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, try talking Spanish in your local grocery store and see if somebody doesn't scowl at you.
And the racism is very evident in the idea that there are people in this country that think it's a fine idea to drop bombs on people of different nationalities.
Well, you know, they're a danger to us.
But
you've got to vilify them. First, it's just like the Japanese, who are now our friends. We had to make them into monsters during World War II so that young boys would want to go out there and shoot them.
They weren't monsters. We killed innocent people. We're the only country that has ever dropped a nuclear device on another country. We're the ones.
I'm not saying that I don't think countries shouldn't have nuclear devices, but it is true that we are the only country.
1-800-259-9231. Continuing with the calls, let's talk to Dave in Indy. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Dave. Listening on XMT. Hello.
Yeah, I just had a couple comments about some things you guys had said earlier.
Yes, sir.
I think that just because something isn't declared public property or public facility doesn't mean that it shouldn't have standards. And the other part was, I've waited so long, maybe I've drawn a blank on
that. What do you mean by standards? Let's focus on that.
Well, like you mentioned the, I do remember the other thing about the parks. You were talking about how people had to pay to get into the park. Yeah, even though tax money is taken out.
Sure.
And I think of it sort of as a part user fee and a part confiscatory tax, where even if you don't use the park, you're taxed to some degree, but those who do use it are paying when they get in. And that seems the sort of thing that us libertarians would support, would be a user fee.
Well, we certainly support user fees. However, we support true privatization of public land. I mean, how do you feel about that?
Well, of course, I'm for privatization in almost every case, but there, you know, of course, would be exceptions. But anyway, back to
slow down.
Okay.
What exceptions in regards to conversion of public, so-called public property into private property? What exceptions?
Roads.
Okay, that's the
third rail of libertarian roads. Politics.
Okay, well, but you wouldn't have a problem with selling off all the parks, right?
No, I don't guess I would.
Okay, sweet.
I wouldn't mind them being privately owned.
And let me ask you, how about this? If I could show you definitely that private ownership of roads would result in less traffic congestion, would result in less hassle from the police, higher speed limits, I mean, all kinds of good things. If I could show you that private roads would be better.
Because the private owner has incentive to keep up the property. I understand.
If you could be shown that would be the case, would you come on board with private roads?
Right here in Indiana, we sold a road to a private company, a toll road.
What's happened?
Well, I don't know. It's been a pretty short time so far.
Oh, this is that deal. This is that 73-year lease or whatever, right?
Yeah, they paid billions for
That's
it.
Not really a sale. That's a lease. And
it's essentially the same as a
not privatization?
It's privatization in the same way that you have a power company in town that is privately gives you power. Well, they're the only one that can. I mean, they've got a sweetheart deal, and there's no competition. What you need to have is the ability for another country to another company to build roads that would compete with that one.
And plus, it's not even ownership. It's just a lease.
Wouldn't you have then two sets of infrastructure?
I'm sorry, two sets.
Or
of
would they have to share? Well, if two different power companies are going to supply power to everyone, don't you then need two sets of infrastructure to bring that power in?
Wait a second. Yeah, absolutely. I've got a great answer for this. Currently, they have technology that exists that will, in your home, power items that don't even have cords. You can
That's not true.
It's the truth.
No,
you can buy it right on. You can buy them on Amazon.
No, that is not true. That is an old April's Fool's prank that you've fallen for, Mark.
It's not true.
You cannot transmit power wirelessly. Not yet, at least.
Okay, even if it were true and he's right, his argument just now became solid then. Up until now, when they didn't have that technology, wasn't relevant.
I see what you're saying.
So
but
my
to address
question
where you,
still
to,
stands about the infrastructure.
I understand what you're saying. And if indeed, if the power company is charging rates that are too high, then that's an economic signal to potential investors to say, hey, look, jump into this game, build a second set of infrastructure, and get into the game and compete. There would be nothing wrong with that. They would just have to work out agreements with people and run secondary lines. That way there'd be competition. People in search of profit will figure out ways to do that, man.
I'll get to that other part of your question where you were asking about standards. When you mentioned the public library and the guy being able to bring a bag in there,
yeah.
well, much like a private property that can say, well, I'm sorry, sir, you can't bring the bag in here or you can't smoke in here, in that example.
Right.
That's perfectly reasonable, but it's also reasonable for what is considered a public facility that isn't privately owned to also have standards.
I understand that you're saying. I understand that you're saying it's reasonable. However, at a certain point, it becomes their rules will become unreasonable because they're bureaucrats that have no incentive to make their customers happy. They just set silly rules. Thanks for the call, man. We really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I mean, he agrees with us on most of it that we need to get all of this, most of this stuff, out of government's hands. Let's continue. Let's go to DJ in Chicago. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hi there.
Hey, DJ. You've got like 30 seconds, man. Sorry. What's on your mind?
Oh, all right. Well, about the foie gras ban in Chicago, I think you've covered it before.
We mentioned that the Chicago City Commission is crazy. They're out of their mind.
The Chicago City Council is completely out of control. Yeah, they're completely nuts, especially in the last couple of years. But this foie gras ban goes into effect next week, I think. And I wanted to address some free market-oriented ideas that restaurants are coming up with to deal with it.
Please do.
They're fighting it, you know, via a lawsuit, you know, like you'd expect. But they're also selling a lot of it recently because people are trying it for the first time. So it's kind of backfiring on the city council.
Yeah,
which I think is just a lot of fun.
Nice.
To hear about that. But they're also exploiting some loopholes. They're going to be charging for the side items like the salad and the potatoes and giving away the foie gras.
Nice. I love it.
As a way to get around it.
Yeah. Brilliant. Keep us up to date, man. We appreciate the call, DJ. 800-259-9231. We got time to sneak in John in Washington listening on KBBO. Hello, John. You got 20 seconds. John, go quick.
Yes, I just wanted to comment on what Joe had said here a little bit earlier about this Islamic thing.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Quick.
10
yes,
seconds.
I think we have missed the point that it's really a battle that America needs to repent. And if God's not on your side, I don't care how many police or military you have, you will.
Thanks
not
for the call, man. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Be back Monday night. Join us then online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Have a great week.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.